Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Ari Tula. Ari is a San Francisco-based entrepreneur and the co-founder and CEO of ELO, Smart Nutrition Service, transforming food from the cause of disease to medicine. Ari is also an active angel investor with a portfolio of 40 startups, including Virta Health, Good Eggs, and Aura. Previously, Ari was the CEO of Quest Analytics, the market leader in doctor data and network management. Ari led the company through a pivotal growth stage from $15 million to $40 million in revenue. Ari, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, thank you just for having me. I think the first thing that comes to my mind when you ask the question is you just need to put forward. It's simple as that. Because when you build anything new, it could be your hobby project, it could be a startup, it could be a big company, you're never going to know. You're never going to know if the things you're going to do are going to be right. So what you just have to do is to try to make the best assessment, make a decision, and then move and put foot in front of the other. That's the only way to do it. If you look around you, most people, 90% plus, they are procrastinating. They always talk about things they would like to do, but they never do it. You don't want to be one of those. You want to be the one person who is getting the foot in front of the other and doing things.
You know, you're speaking to my soul here, Ari, because that's what the Do Zone is all about. It's about actually taking a step and moving forward and taking action. James Clear talks about the concept of motion versus action, and motion is procrastination. It's thinking, it's getting ready. I really like to do that. But action is the only thing that's going to produce results. And one of the things that we all struggle with as human beings is taking action to take care of our health. And one of the things that you're really passionate about is shining a spotlight on the inequality of health and how that affects us in so many ways, whether it be business, relationships, and just regular quality of life. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, as a context, I'm from Finland. I've been in the Bay Area for 16 years, and I was new to the U.S. Healthcare system, if we can call it that. In my home, world in Europe and Nordics, you basically get healthcare for free. You get the care when you need it. You don't think about it. You don't plan for it. You don't save money in an account to have a baby, for example, or to have a, braces for your teeth. You don't do that. So health is like a thing that is there. When something happens, you will be treated. When you flip it around, like we have it in the US today, you basically have to think about it. And you have to think about, where do you work? Are you getting a health plan? Do you have chronic conditions? Can you take care of your parents when they get older? Do you have enough money in your 401k to live, happily ever after? So those are kind of things that are different, I think, from the many other places in the world I've been living. But I think for me, it was not a thing I just, I wanted to do. I kind of had to do it. I was dragged into it. My wife had her health issues 20 plus years ago, year 2000. She had a thyroid tumor. Young, healthy, 20-year-old athletic woman suddenly has a lump in her neck, a fist-sized lump that's taken away, and it leads into autoimmune issues. We hire the doctors, they take it away. There's no cancer or anything like that beyond. So she's healed. But then we find out that she can never have a baby because of the medication, because of the side effects of the procedure. So we spent about a decade of our life to trying to kind of sort that out and, have a family. In the end, we succeed, and then, we end up losing our first son, totally related to this. So that was a 15 year of our life. And that was the moment when, we were both looking in the mirror and looking at each other. And I decided that I'm going to spend my next 30 years in healthcare trying to build better things, making it easier to access healthcare, making it more understandable to maybe have right nutrition, and overall try to tackle these things we have, the inequalities, the issues we today have. My wife became, from the corporate world, became a person who's now working with Marie Kondo, helping people to get rid of stuff. So our life completely changed. We sold our possessions. We built a small fund to invest in companies, invest in these things we care about. So that happened to me. And, I spend now almost 15 years in healthcare, building three companies. And I really think that there are many issues today that we have to tackle in order to have better life. And I think that problem that we are all having today, which is that I'm worried about, back of my mind, I'm worried about my health. Do I have a health plan? Am I going to be taken care of if I get sick when I eventually get, and we all do. And that's something that I'm really been focusing on. I think, and the one thing that, we used to all think about, we talked about action at Senda in a way, but at the same time, we need to think about it in a sense that what can we do to ourselves to not get sick? We are kind of giving the doctor the power.
Instead of thinking about all the things that you should be doing, but never actually putting one foot in front of the other. And that's really probably the number one reason that America, anyway, aside from, healthcare system being kind of jacked up, is having so many health issues, is because we're thinking about it. We're not making it a priority.
And I think we are also in this very difficult conundrum because all these things that we are now experiencing are quite new. So our parents, they were not brought up in a school where the food is delivered by Yamli or McDonald's, and it's all ultra processed food or sugar milk or chocolate milk that we pay, the parents, we pay for that to poison our children. That to me is a baffling thing. And my kids are in school now. We have two wonderful kids, and they are going through that motion now. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing? Like, I'm fine if you eat bad food. It's your call. But my kids, it should be my call because, I mean, they can't make a decision yet. So why do we feed them with that food? So our parents were not eating that stuff. We are the first generation who are now kind of turning, 40, 50. And look around your classmates, for example. How many of them are dead already if you're 50? How many of them are dead if you are 60? Quite a few. How did they die? How many of them are overweight? How many of them are obese? How many of them are medicated? Most people. So to me, that's the problem, that we haven't even seen this impact completely yet. And what will happen in the end is that we're going to end up all being sick metabolically, meaning that we are eating stuff, we are not moving enough, we are not sleeping enough, we are too stressed. So those things are going to happen, and I don't think we can really treat it by adding another pill. We have to change the way how we live our life. We have to change the habits, and it can only be done by us, you and me. It can't be done by your doctor or some coach. It's our decision.
It's interesting you say that. I was having a conversation with a friend who had to travel to see his cardiologist, and it was this big ordeal. It was far away. He had to go a couple of times. And he's a reasonably active guy, but he's pretty overweight and uses tobacco products. And he was telling me, well, hey, the doctor said, you're not morbidly obese, and for a man of your size, everything seems to be okay. Your heart's doing all right. And I'm just sitting here thinking, and he's my friend and I care about him, but I'm just sitting here thinking, like, cut out the nicotine and do some exercise and eat less food, and probably your heart problem will solve itself. Like, you don't need any more medicine. You don't need any more treatments. I'm not a doctor. But if you're doing things to consciously damage your body and your health, I would start with eliminating those first, and that's going to give you a fighting chance.
100%. And you talk in your podcast, you focus on telling people, how can you be successful? I mean, a lot of people, they want to make more of themselves. I've been super fortunate, to be able to, build six businesses from ground up. I'm in my young days. So I've been able to do things that, I'm very grateful for. But the point is that how can you be best you on building new things, building a business, living good life if you are not feeling good in your body? If you're feeling sick, if you're feeling scared about, you are uncertain about your future, how can you be a good husband, a good father, a good mother, a good, business leader? I think you have to first take care of yourself. I think the first lesson I learned when I started first business in high school was that it's up to you. If you are the founder or if you are the leader, you have to lead from the front. I got to go to the army in my youth, and it was a great moment to be able to be there as a kid, and you have to become a leader. So that is to me like the moment when you learn that it is all about being in the front and leading with example. If you are not doing the right things, why would anyone else do it? You need to be the first one in, the last one out, and you need to be the example of eating your own dog food in a way. So I just came back from a 3.5 hour bike ride a moment ago. That's why I'm a little bit red in the face. And I do that. Like I block every Wednesday morning off. Nobody can call me. Nobody can get hold of me. I'm gonna be out for like 4 or 5 hours, usually doing endurance activities. I go surfing, I go bike ride, mountain biking, whatever I do. And that's been my time for 5 years. Every Wednesday morning for 5 years, I've been unreachable. I don't even take my phone with me. So that's been a really interesting experience. I think that, I tell a lot of people, like, you can pick these moments in your calendar that will becomes your time. And that is the time for you to recharge, to be best of you.
I love that. And so I know you've been working on a lot of different projects over the years. So what's tell us about the current project and who it impacts and how we can learn more.
Yeah, the newest project is always, the newest baby, the dearest to you in a way. So my latest company, Elo Health, ELO.health, is a company where we try to turn food into medicine, like you said in the beginning. And it is a big need, I think. And we in the years ago, we healed my wife with food, and it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it's true. But that's why I have two kids today. So I'm a fervent believer, and I look at my kids every day. It reminds me of that, the food was medicine for us. And what we try to do is to make it easier for you to get the right nutrients. So we know that it's difficult to change behavior. It's difficult to change the way you eat because the world around us is telling us something else. Every ad is stuff that you shouldn't eat. Everything in the store that is speaking to you, you should never eat. Everything you have in a restaurant table, the menu, next to the menu, they're like the ad is something you should never eat, probably. So why do we communicate? Everything around you is like stuff you shouldn't do. And then of course, we do it because it's so normalized. So what we try to do is to take data from our bodies using like, Apple Watch or our Whoop or your blood pressure cuff or even a glucose monitor, take that information and then show you what you need. We also do blood testing and so forth and health assessments. So we tell you need these things, and then we help you to get them in an easy way. And then we show you the outcomes. And we're probably one of the first companies who is, we sell supplements like, pills and powders and gummies as well. And we're gonna test you. We're gonna give you things, and we're gonna test you again. If it doesn't work, we are the first ones to admit that, we have to do something different. But today, 125 million people in the US, they are taking supplement pills on a daily basis. And none of them know if they take the right ones or the wrong ones. Why do we do that? Like, we're trying to make it easier to,
One of
you probably
them.
take wrong ones. Like, do you know what you take, why you take them?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm taking a daily supplement now, that the internet told me I should probably take some of these pills, but I haven't verified that from a chemical test or anything.
Yeah, we
It's
do that for
just
you, and we gonna like you don't need to go listen to every, I don't know how many hours of Huberman has done podcasting, but probably 1,000 hours already. You don't need to go listen 1,000 hours of podcast. We listened to him already. We read all the books already. We're gonna help you do the right thing. So that's one thing we try to do, because I know that when you build a product, I mean, I'm a big fan of Tesla. I might not be the biggest fan of Elon Musk as a person. What he's doing is crazy at times, but what they did, and he did, they built a better car, not a better electric car, but a better car. That's why I have it in my garage. We're trying to do the same thing here. Like, you can't just build like a little bit better thing, a better pill. We were like, okay, no, we have to do something better. So we invented the 3D printed gummy vitamins that have seven pills in one gummy. and you can even pick the flavor. And they change every quarter, so they're optimized for you. So making something not one time better, but 10 times better, and then people actually listen to you. So that's been a one example that I always try to do in a company. Like, what do we build? How do we make it not one time better, but 10 times better?
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, where can we go to learn more about ELO?
You can go to elo.health on the website, and we deliver the whole nation, including Alaska and Hawaii. And you can also learn from any social at elo.health.
Excellent. Love that. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ari Tula, for coming on and share some wisdom, not only about how he gets things done, but about the importance of taking action and the importance of making sure that you're taking care of your health, take care of yourself first, so that you can be a strong leader for others around you. That'll do it for this episode. And for those of you who are listening on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that'll do it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.